It's a News Buzz edition of River to River from Iowa Public Radio News. I'm Ben Kiefer. This week, Google and Facebook announced measures aimed at halting the spread of so-called fake news on the Internet. This is a move that comes as Google, Facebook, also Twitter, face a backlash over the role they played in the presidential election by allowing the spread of false, often malicious information that might have swayed voters. Joining me now, a University of Iowa alum who now teaches at Merrimack College. That's in North Andover, Massachusetts. And her recently created list of fake and satirical news sites has gained a lot of attention due to the election controversy. Melissa Zimdars joins us, assistant professor at Merrimack College, where she teaches communication and media. Hello, Melissa.
Hi.
Hi. Tell us about this list that was created. What is it, and how did you come to create it?
So it started as just a list for my students. We've been learning a lot about the culture of journalism and newspapers in the last month of our introduction to mass communication class. And I was increasingly concerned by some of the sources they were citing in their assignments or in classroom discussion, because they were citing sources that as authoritative without really considering the kinds of sources they were citing. And so that's where it really began.
Mm-hmm. And so you created a list of, can you give us an example of some of the sources, the sites that you came up with on your list?
Sure. So the list includes sources that are false, misleading, or potentially unreliable, sources that are otherwise okay but often rely on clickbait, which can sometimes exaggerate the contents of the article. And I also included sources that are satirical because it's shown that they have the potential to be read as literal or actual news. And so the point was for students to be able to understand these different kinds of publications and websites and to be able to navigate them knowing what they're about.
Mm-hmm. How many fake and satirical news sites do you have on your list?
I think there's about 140, and then people have suggested an additional 300 sites to consider. And I should say that in that 300, it includes, you know, the New York Times, Washington Post, NPR. So people are also saying that some of these sources rely on clickbait. And, of course, some fringe people think that those sources also circulate fake news.
Mm-hmm. Tell us, what are the examples you have of stories that are spread out there, fake news stories that perhaps even your students took as credible stories that were not?
Yeah, so one good example, on Monday, if you Googled the presidential election popular vote, the first Google News item that appeared was from a website called 70news.wordpress.com. And this was a fake news website claiming that Hillary Clinton actually lost the popular vote. And it doesn't cite any actual or verifiable information, yet this was the first source that appeared if you Googled this information.
Mm-hmm. And when it's the first source, that means it's getting a lot of clicks.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So this led to conversations in your class with your students about what, how to become more discriminating as news consumers.
Yes, and I encourage them, even when they're encountering, you know, traditional mainstream news sources, that all articles have particular media framing or, you know, editing that goes into them. And while we can trust them, it's important to contextualize all of the articles we read with other sources of information. And it's about creating a fuller picture of the information that we're coming into contact with.
Right. But Melissa, this is really distressing because you have college students who were taking some of this as real news when it was fake news. I mean, what about the rest of Americans without college degrees who are not discriminating, who are going about their daily lives and looking on the Internet? That really gives you pause, doesn't it?
It does, but I will say two things. So I am a professor of media, and I was even duped by a fake news piece about Aaron Rodgers endorsing Bernie Sanders for president. And I shared this without verifying the source, and then about 15 minutes later, someone else was like, this is fake. And I was like, oh, man, I was just duped. Hmm. So, yeah, I do care about people that, you know, don't have the background in journalism and media and their ability to navigate. But I think we also need to understand and acknowledge that some people who are sharing fake news or otherwise unreliable sources are doing so even though they know that these sources are fake.
You've experienced some backlash, I understand. What form has that taken?
I've experienced, firstly, most of the response that I've been getting is very positive, especially among librarians and educators, and even people who are thanking me for helping them navigate what they come across on social media. But as some of the sites on the list reported on the list, they basically proved why they were there by publishing outright lies about me and encouraging their readers to contact me and everyone I know. So I've, you know, been signed up for a lot of fraudulent websites by these people. My students have been harassed on the phone by them, and, you know, none of us have been directly threatened, but, you know, people who know me have had their inboxes also flooded with hate mail. So,
wow, this has been a tough few days for you, Melissa.
Yeah, it's definitely been stressful.
Before we go, tell us, how do we identify fake news? How do we separate it when we're going through the internet and see perhaps an Aaron Rodgers story or something else?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of things that people can do, and I think the first thing is even just making sure that you're reading what you're sharing. And if you're reading something and you're not sure, you can consider a few different things. One, is the news story attributed to a specific author? Google that author. Google the news source and read about what people are saying, if it's been reported anywhere. If it's a legitimate news source, there's likely a Wikipedia page with it. You can also just consider things like whether the article uses all caps frequently or really exaggerated language, like, you know, one political candidate destroying another political candidate. Most legitimate and reliable news sources don't use that kind of language and don't frequently use all caps in their reporting. And so there's a lot of other things people can do, but those are some of the beginning ones for sure.
Okay, very interesting. Melissa Zimdars, a University of Iowa graduate where she earned her PhD, now assistant professor at Merrimack College in Massachusetts, created, along with the help of her class, a list of fake and satirical news sites. Melissa Zimdars, thanks.
Yep, thank you for having me.